In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you a topic here, the blind beggar of Bartimaeus.
今天我要用瞎子巴底麦作为题目与大家分享。
This story, even kindergarten student knows this story.
这恐怕连小朋友都会知道的故事。
Because most of all the brothers and sisters, this story knows very well.
我相信呢，大部分的弟兄姐妹对这个故事都很熟悉。
So we can go back to one more time. We can see these passages.
所以我想请大家和我一起回头再看一下这个故事。
Mark chapter 10.
这是马可福音第十章。
Verse from 46.
四十六节。
And 46 to 52.
四十六到五十二节。
Mark chapter 10, verse from 46 to 52.
马可福音十章四十六到五十二节。
And they came to Jericho, and as he was going out from Jericho with his disciple, and a great multitude of blind, a beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. And when he heard
47节
that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 48.
48节
And many were sternly telling him to be quiet. But he kept crying out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me.
49. 49节
And Jesus stopped and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him,Take courage, arise, he is calling for you. 50. And casting aside his cloak, and he jumped up and came to Jesus. 51. And answering him, Jesus said, What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbani, I want to regain my sight. 52. And Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he regained his sight and began following him.On the road. This time, according to verse 46, and then they came to Jericho, and he was going out from Jericho. So we can see that Jesus he stopped by the Jericho now, about to going out of the Jericho.
从四十六节我们可以看到，耶稣和他的门徒到了耶利哥，并且出了耶利哥。
I'm sure Jesus now on the way to certain locations so they go so he can continue to preach the gospel.
我相信耶稣在当时从一个地方到另外一个地方是为了传福音的关系。
This is the happenment on the way on the way of his journey and there is one blind man there's a, verse 46 a blind beggar named Bartimaeus and he is sitting by the road.
所以这时候他在这个传福音的路上就看到这个瞎子的的一个乞丐在路边。
This is the situation. This is like the background and now what in the like a pictures when Jesus passing through the road and this blind beggar and sitting by the road he heard Jesus passing by. Now the 47 he cried out to Jesus.
我们可以想象当时的情形就是耶稣在路边走路上走路边有一个瞎子的乞丐他听到耶稣来了就向耶稣哭求
When the first time he cried out to Jesus for help and Jesus didn't respond to him
当他第一次向耶稣哭求的时候耶稣并没有向他回应
I think when he cried out the first time when he cried out to Jesus the son of David verse 47Have a mercy on me.
他在第四十七节提到他第一次向耶稣哭求说，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
But we can ask ourselves that this is sin and that there, when he cried out that Jesus didn't hear him or because he heard but he doesn't want to respond at the first time.
我们可以想象，也许耶稣没有听到他的哭求。或者耶稣并不想回应。
But there is many people, according to 48, there's many were sternly telling him to be quiet.
但是四十八节显然很多人听到他的说话，并且责怪他，不许他出声。
So、we can see that at this time, people around Jesus and follow Jesus at that time, people, one especially the blind beggar came out to cry out, and so it becomes a noise to them. So they trying to stop him.
我们可以看到很多人想与耶稣在周围和他靠近，但是这个乞丐的声音变成是一种很难听的声音，会妨碍他们，所以他们就责怪这个乞丐。
But he kept crying out to Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
但是这个乞丐并没有放弃，他一直不停地说，大卫的子孙。
But we can think about the first when he cried, the second time when he cried to Jesus for help. Second time, I'm sure is more stronger than first one.
我想他一次又一次的哭求，每一次都比前一次更大声。
At that time, Jesus stopped.
所以那个时候，耶稣就停了。
He asked people to call him to Jesus.
耶稣站住，就请要叫人把这个瞎子叫过来。
When he stopped, asked at that time the people now instead of the be quiet, but these people said, be courageous, arise and the master call you.
这时候我们看到众人的态度变化，他们不再责怪他，而是说要勇敢放心。
So the verse 50, verse 50 said, casting aside his cloak.Which is to cover him, but just forget about it, and he jump up and then come to Jesus.
五十节，我们看到瞎子就放下他的衣服，跳起来走到耶稣那里去。
Now Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
耶稣问他，你要我为你做什么？
And blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to regain my sight."
这个瞎子就说，拉波尼，我要看见。
And this is one of a wonderful words. This is what he wants to hear from the Lord Jesus. That when he says, "I want, what do you want me to do?" He wants to hear this word actually.
我们可以想象这个瞎子非常希望耶稣问他，要我为你做什么
？Because Jesus is willing to do for him at this moment.
因为在那个时候，耶稣愿意为他做事情。
When he says, "I want to regain my sight."
所以瞎子说我要能看见。
And Jesus right away, go your way, your faith has made you well.
当他这样说的时候，耶稣就说你去吧，你的信救了你。
This is the most exciting moment when Jesus say, go your way, and your faith has made you well, and then his eyes slowly open and can see it.
我们可以看到神迹发生，瞎子立刻就看见了。
Because this is synoptic gospel, you can see from the Matthew and the book of Luke,This also both of them recorded this one.
我们可以看到在马太和路加福音都记载了这一段故事。
Once you look at the Luke chapter 18,
我们来看我们看路加十八章。
This story, the same story is written in the event, written in the book of Luke chapter 18.
同样的故事也在路加十八章记录着。
From 35, you can see that.
从三十五节
，But there's no name was show appear in the book of Luke.
但是在路加福音中没有记载这个瞎子的名字。
But all the story is the same story is written in the book of Luke.
但是故事的经过是一样的。
And also this story was written in the book of Matthew.
同时，我们也可以在马太福音中看到这样的故事。
This story, the book of Matthew, then there's a little difference.
在马太福音中记载有所不同。
And there mention about the two people. There's a two blind men.
这马太福音提到有两个瞎子。
The Matthew chapter 20 from 29, you can tell there's a two blind men.
在马太福音提到了两个瞎子。
And so there's a little difference again.
所以就像我提到有一些少许的不同。
This is not much different.
但这个差别并不大。
But when I look at the Matthew chapter 19, the mention about this the beggar blind was healed.
马太福音提到这个瞎子的乞丐被治好了。
Matthew chapter 20, sorry. The what you can see that here only.The Matthew trying to write here this instance for showing that God is a God as a king, that he can heal him. So only the focus on the miracle that happens.
对不起，刚才是在马太福音二十章。我们可以看到这个记载都是为了显示，主耶稣是王的子孙，是能够施行神的权柄。
And also the book of Luke, they written that this book doesn't mention about the name of this blind man.
我们翻回看路加福音十八章，并没有记录这个瞎子的名字。
Because the name of the Bartimaeus is not that important in the messages.
因为这个瞎子的名字在这个上下文当中并不重要。
But yet the descriptions, the book of Luke is very similarly, all the same like Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52.
所以但是其他的记载叙述的方式都和马可福音非常相似。
Then we know the book of Mark is the first the book of gospel.
我们知道马可福音是第一部福音书。
The rest of the book, like Matthew and Luke, they're based on the Mark, and then it bring in the there to write it.
其余的福音书是在马可福音之后。
And Mark here, the name the blind man, the Bartimaeus, he's a blind beggar.
我们刚才提到这个乞丐是个瞎子。
It's not just a blind man. He mentioned the blind beggar.
不只是一个瞎子，而且他是一个乞丐。
We can see that his status.
我们可以想象他的地位如何。
Since at this time he cannot see it, so he cannot work. Naturally, his life turned to be like a beggar himself.
因为他是瞎子，所以没有劳动的能力，因此他就只能作为乞丐。
So we can see the people actually despise him and treat him as like a different class of people.
可以看，我们可以想象当时的人们是多么的轻视他，把他看成是一个下贱的人。
But he has a strong desire to gain his sight.
但是这个瞎子他的心里有非常强烈的愿望，就是要能看见。
That's why when Jesus came this area, the passing through this road, he cried out for help.
所以当他听说主耶稣从听到主耶稣从路上走过的时候，他就大声哭求。
Possibly at that time there's two blind.
很可能当时有两个瞎子。
But yet the one cried out is the most noticeable.
但是哭得最大声的就是最引人注意。
So the Mark and the Luke focus on the one blind man.
因此我们可以想象这两个福音书就只记载了一个瞎子。
The Matthew is focused that both of them was healed, they gained the sight.
但是在马太福音中记载有两个瞎子能够看见。
And also the Mark chapter 10 here, this blind beggar named Bartimaeus, he was before he could see actually.
那么在马可福音提到这个瞎子其实原先可以看见。
When Jesus asked offer him, and what do you want me to do for you?
当主耶稣问他你要我为你做什么
Verse 51 and then Bartimaeus say to Jesus say, Rabboni, I want to regain my sight.
这个瞎子说我要重新看见。
So far I have seen my translation, Korean translation, doesn't mention that this regain his sight.
我们注意到这个中文或者是韩文圣经中没有提到说我要重新能看见。
But Korean translation just says, I want to gain my sight this way.
韩文的这个圣经中提到说我要能看见。
But once you look at the English translation,
但是如果你看看英文的这个
clearly this blind man says I want to regain my sight.
有个版本就是说我要重新能看见。
The Matthew chapter 20 doesn't mention that he regained his sight.
在马太福音中并没有提到这一点。
But Luke chapter 18 mentioned that he wants to regain his sight.
但是在路加福音中提到说他要能重新看见。
So based on the Mark and based on the Luke, this man, the Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, he had a sight before. He could see it. His eyes was normal, yet later on he became blind man.
所以从这个从几本福音书比较来看，我们注意到这个瞎子原来是能看见的。
So the Mark chapter 10 verse 52, when Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well," and immediately he regained his sight.
所以在五十二节，耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你。”这个瞎子立刻就重获光明。
The Bible doesn't mention about the other one, but focus on this one, the blind beggar Bartimaeus.
这个圣经这一节没有提到另外一个瞎子。
Because he had experience, his eyes can open and can see before.
因为他们之前已经有能够看见的经历，所以当重新获得他的光明的时候，他就能够体会这种感觉。
So he has been experienced of losing his sight for some period of time.
所以他之前能够看见，当失去的时候，他能够心里头就有这种愿望。
I'm sure he doesn't appreciate when he has his own eyesight.
我可以想象，当他当初能看见的时候，他并不会像现在这么的有感激。
Maybe he could work and so he can help himself. His life is not like a you know the class of the you know the lower class before. I mean he himself is class like a you know before he lost his eyesight. Maybe his class maybe just be like other people.
我们可以想象当他在失去他的视力之前，他就像一个正常的人一样，正常的工作，正常劳动。
Maybe he was a very capable person at that time. Maybe
他甚至可能是一个很有能力的人。
But once he lost his sight,
但是当他失去他的视力
，and which means he lost everything,
他就失去了所有。
No, we know because sometimes in our life, that when we have everything, we do not know how precious that we have in our life.
就像我们现在，现在拥有的一切，我们却不能够，感激。
We just accept as this is just natural that we have it. This is what our life supposed to be.
我们想当然的认为，我们所拥有的是我们所应该所拥有的。
Many people, when we are very healthy body and healthy minds, we do not appreciate how much it is a blessing of God.
当我们有健康的身体、健康的心理的时候，我们从来没有想象过这是神的一种恩赐。
But once we lose our health,
但是一旦我们失去我们的健康
，then we realize, wow, when we have this healthy life, is so precious.
我们才开始了解，当我们有身体健康的时候是多么大的福分。
When I was 20, I never care about the, you know, the multivitamins.
当我二十岁的时候，我从来没有想过吃这个多种维生素。
I never care about the things that help our life.
我从来没有想过要得到别人的帮忙。
But after 30, after 40, it's different.
但是三十岁、四十岁之后，这个生活就变化。
When sometimes, you know, the newspaper show up that those kind of health supplement things.It's just not a big deal, so I just forget about it before.
当我在报纸上看到有新的这种维他命出现的时候，我从来不会去注意。
But it's different now.
但现在不同。
So I have to looking for something good, and I have to take it.
所以我就会想着要去吃一些能够对我身体有帮助的。
I can tell life is getting easier in an easier way to tire. The recovery also takes some time too.
所以我也发现我的身体容易疲劳，如果要恢复，也要比以前更长。
Once we have it, but we lose it, then it's different.
所以我们得而复失之后，我们的感受就不同。
My wife just a few days ago just you know missed up and then twisted the feet you know ankle.
我的太太前几天扭伤了她的脚。
Once she lost one leg of her strength.
所以他有一只脚就不能用力。
Wow, life is changed.
他的生活就变化了。
Before I don't have to worry about her, but now I have to think about her.
之前我不需要关照他，现在我要。
This lunch time, and then I haven't thought about my wife is only one leg have strength.
当时我突然想到我太太也一只脚不能用力。
So I took only my dishes into my the table.
我没有想到他已经脚扭伤了，所以我只为我自己拿饭。
My wife complained right away.
我太太马上向我提醒。
I'm waiting for you a long time. How come you don't help me?
我在这里一直等你
帮我。But that because I get used to that life that my wife just help herself.
因为我已经习惯了，就是我太太自己给自己拿饭。
Wow, once I just lost one leg of strength, oh, it's just my life also impact too.
所以你可以看到，当我的太太一只脚受伤的时候，我作为先生的生活也受到了影响。
How precious when she has a two leg strength.
所以我非常感谢她之前两只脚都能够。
At that time, actually, she helped me, but now I have to serve him.
当他两只脚都健康的时候，他可以帮我。但现在呢，我要反过来去服侍他。
That's our life.
这就是我们的生活。
Especially this Bartimaeus, this blind beggar. He lost his sight.
所以，当我们反过来看这个瞎子的乞丐的时候，他失去了他的视力。
But physically, he lost a great loss.
他的肉体上的损失
yeah.
他的肉体上的损失是极大的。
It's a great impact in his life.
对他生活 的影响是极大
的。Now we can think about as a spiritual sense.
那我们来看看这个属灵的意义。
At the beginning when we come to the Lord,
当我们一开始来接近神
God provides us everything.
神向我们提供许多。
God gives us a spiritual strength, God gives us a spiritual eye to be open.
神给我们属灵的力量跟属灵的能力和属灵的眼界。
All the word of God is so great.
神的世界是多么美好。
When we read the scriptures, when we meditate the word of God, and it gets move our heart.
当我们来看圣经的时候，我们心就得到了感动。
But we have to ask ourselves now. Maybe we believe in God many years. So far, we've been believing God many years.
那么当我们现在来信神很多年之后
There is something changed in our Christian life, I think.
我们基督徒的生活就发生了一些变化。
We can ask ourselves that we truly improve our quality of Christian life compared to the first time we believe in God.
我们要好好问问，自从我们信神之后，我们作为基督徒的生活品质有在提升吗？
Or our Christian life, quality of Christian life like a,deteriorate, which is losing our strength or our fervent, our attitude. All the things actually decrease or increase. We have to ask ourselves.
或者我们作为基督徒的生活品质在下降，也就是说，我们是不是不像之前那么的热心
？We have to truly, we can humbly, we can ask ourselves.
我们心里真的要谦卑下来，好好的思量这个问题。
You look at the Bible when the Jewish when they come back from the exile of their 70 years.
当我们看圣经中犹太人从这个埃及回来的时候
during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, we know that at that time.
当这个初
This is called during the time of Ezra Nehemiah. The book here, Ezra Nehemiah. After 70 years exile in Babylon, they come back to Jerusalem.
当他们被掳到这个巴比伦之后，七十年他们回。
They were so excited at the beginning because now I go back to place where the God's temple is there.
当他们重新回到神的圣殿。
They know because now they're desolate, but now they can go back to Jerusalem so they can rebuild the temple of God.
当他们之前是被隔离，现在能够回到原来的地方重建神的圣殿的时候。
There was a lot of obstacles, of course.
虽然也有许多的这个障碍。
But at the beginning, sometimes on the way, the process, they're discouraged, yet also God sent the prophet, they give them a strength. So anyway, they build the temple of God.
所以虽然他们有非常多的困难，但是他们最后能够把神的圣殿建立起来。
They were so excited that time.
他们心里是多么的激动。
When Ezra stand up to recite the word of God, everybody moved by the word of God.
所以每个人都被神的话语所感动。
So they want to themselves change. They want to go back to God.
他们心里头想要回到神。
But this way of their attitude at the beginning eventually changed. When the Jesus came to this world, about 400 some years.
但是四百年之后他们的心就变化了。当主耶稣来到这个世上的时候。
When actually the Pharisees said this, they are not such a bad people actually.
所以当时的人呢，法利赛人，他们撒都该人，他们并不是坏人。
They want to be a fervent Jewish themselves to stick to God and all the laws.
他们是热心的犹太人，他们也想遵守所有律法。
They don't want to go back to the sin anymore, so they don't want to have received the same judgment and punishment they received from God.
他们不想被再重新陷入罪中。在被神的律法
所 they want to show their zeal to God.
所以他们的热心对神的热心要他们要大大的去发扬。
But Jesus mentioned about their eyes.
但是主耶稣来提到他们的眼界。
As appearance, they are very zeal to God. They're trying to stand themselves. They want to even fasting pray to God. They want to stay in the temple of God.And they offered everything, and they keep the Sabbath very faithfully.
所以虽然从表面上他们非常遵守神的律法，他们呢守安息日，然后来奉十一捐，然后他们都按着律法来所。
But actually, at that time, they lost their spiritual sight.
但是可是他们失去了他们属灵的眼睛。
They do not have a true spiritual eyes.
他们属灵的眼睛是假的。
Actually, they cannot see themselves their sin in themselves.
因此他们不能够看到他们自己的罪。
Which is they lost their substance of their faith.
因此他们就失去了他们信心的本质。
This was their problem.
这是就是他们的问题的根源。
Now we come back to ourselves.
所以我们再看看我们自己。
Maybe we have been believing God for many years.
也许我们已经来信神很多年了。
Sometimes we have to ask ourselves where we are now.
有时候我们要问问我们现在怎么样了。
I can keep the Sabbath.
我也能守安息日。
Now I pray to God.
我也能向神祷告。
And see that we can offer to God also.
我们也向神奉献。
But where is my faith?
但是我的信心在哪里?
Spiritually, my eyes open truly can see that what God expects us to see.
那么我的属灵，我们的属灵的眼睛能够看到神愿意让我们看到的吗?
Maybe if we lost our sight.
如果我们失去我们属灵的眼睛。
So because we lost our spiritual sight.
因为我们失去了我们属灵的眼睛。
Maybe we can struggle in our Christian life.
我们作为基督徒的生活就会有挣扎。
Then we have to come back to God.
那么如果这样的话，我们就要回到。
We have to restore. We have to regain our sight.
回到原点，就是重新拾回当初对神的感动。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
我们来看马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太十章十三章。
From verse 13 to 16.
从十三节到十六节。
Matthew chapter 13 from verse 13 to 16.
马太十三章十三节。
Therefore I speak to them in a parable because while seeing they do not see, while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Israel, a prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled.Which say you will keep on hearing, but will not understand. And you will keep on seeing, but will not receive. For the heart of these people has become dulled. And with their ears, they scarcely hear. And they have closed their eyes, the least they should see with their eyes. And hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return. And I should heal them. 16.But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I hope you and I, we are the one blessed ones because we can see and we can hear.
我希望在座各位都是有福的，就是我们的眼睛能看见，我们的耳朵能听到。
So it's good that we can be sensitive about our faith.
所以我们就是要对我们的信心要非常的注意。
We know the King Saul.
我们知道扫罗。
When he became a king, when he anointed by the Samuel, at that time he was a very humble person.
当扫罗王被撒母耳高立的时候，他是一个很谦卑的人。
Actually, he doesn't want to even show himself to the other people.
他当时高利的时候，甚至不愿意在众人面前显示。
That's because he feared God. He humble-minded person.
他敬畏神，他是一个谦卑的人。
But once he become a king of the nation,
但是当他成为一个国的王的时候
，he eventually changed himself.
他最后改变了。
Compare the King David and King Saul's sin is considered a very, we can say, it's considered a little sin. We can say, yeah.What the David, King David commits sin is commit adultery, commit murders. This is a serious sin he committed. But the King Saul didn't commit such kind of terrible sin, we can say.
我们可以比较一下大卫王所犯的错，甚至比扫罗王要严重的多，因为他杀人，他犯奸淫，而扫罗王所犯的罪却不像他那么严重。
The First Samuel introduced the first sin that he committed is.He now is marching against the Philistine. There is battleground.
在这个撒母耳记上的时候提到扫罗王所犯的罪。
Samuel promised him 7 days, then I will come and I'll offer, I make a burnt offering and then fight.
当时在一个战斗的过程中，撒母耳说，你在这里等7天，然后我要有做一个翻祭。
Indeed, he waited 7 days.
扫罗王也等了7天
，But Samuel didn't come.
但是7天之后，撒母耳没有来。
So it is a good excuse he can offer himself to God first, and then he engaged the battle.
所以这个扫罗王就代替撒母耳来主持翻祭。
But God saw the king Saul's heart.
但是神看到了扫罗王的心。
Because as appearance, it is offering.
因为从表面上看，这都是一个献祭。
But he made offering to God, yet, but as actually it's for he himself. He's seeking his own self-interest.
神看到他虽然是以献祭，来表示尊敬神，实际上是为他自己的荣耀。
But God didn't like it.
神不喜悦。
Oh, this way expressed Samuel next day come, didn't like it.
所以当时记载第二天，扫默来看的时候，他非常不高兴。
Later, God asked Samuel to let the king Saul to fight against Amalekite.
所以，后来这个扫罗王在与敌人征战的时候
，This is a given battle that let the king Saul just you know, eliminate them all.
这个本来是扫罗王能够杀死所有的敌人。
Because God remember what they have done during the time of journey, that 40 years journey in the wilderness to reach to the land of Canaan. So God wants to revenge to this Amalekite.
当时神是要这些以色列人能够对这些敌人能够报复。
Do not let any living one to be live alone, but kill them all. That's what the God's intention.
神的旨意就是要杀死所有的敌人。
But he saved some for save those that the healthy one, the good one, fatty one. He saved some. And also, he didn't kill even the king.
但是扫罗王却没有听神的旨意，他保留了对方的王，还有把对方士兵中比较强壮的留下。
Battle already was over.
当时的战斗已经结束。
Already proclaimed this win. Already this.In this battle, and the Israelites win against Amalekite already.
当时的战斗就是以色列人已经打胜仗。
But Samuel, he do not obey, didn't obey the God's order.
但是扫罗王却没有听从神的话。
People cannot see, but Samuel, people cannot see, but the King Saul knows that.
所有人没有提，但是扫罗王自己知道。
But we can see that this two incidents.
我们可以看到在这两个事件当中
Samuel's spiritual eyes was closed. King Saul's eyes was closed.
我们可以看到在这两个事件当中扫罗王的灵性的眼睛是闭着的。
No longer in his heart to fear God anymore.
他心里头没有在敬畏神。
He's seeking his own interest in his life.
他在他心里是要追求他自己的荣耀。
He changed.
他改变了。
So God rejected him.
所以神就弃绝他。
So God chose David to be anointed.
所以神就选择立大卫为王。
When was the the fence was open, so the evil sin coming into the king's home.
所以在那之后，他这个属灵的篱笆就打开，他的防范就打开，就这个邪恶的想法就进了他的眼。
The king Saul, he himself started struggle in his spiritually.
所以这个扫罗王在心里就不停的挣扎。
When the last battle is about to break it out.
当最后的征战要开始的时候。
But he wants to listen from God. He asked God for help.
他向神哭求。
But God do not answer to him through the Durim and Murim, which is through the priest. God do not answer to him.
但是神并没有回答他。
The Urim Durim is one that when the priest put it on, so they ask God to get the answer from him.
乌林土民是当时的器具，用来使神能够和人交。
So he wants to see the medium, which is that those who attach with the, like evil spirit.
所以神把他看成已经是被魔鬼占据
了。If you look at the First Samuel chapter 28, describe of at that time how much the king Saul was desperate.
所以我们在扫墓记上的时候可以看到扫罗王当时心里是多么的沮丧。
Because God separate from him.
因为神弃绝他。
Before he doesn't have that kind of experience, but now he experiences a separation from God.
他们之前还没有体会过。
Which means he lost all the security of God.
这也意味着神的保守离他而去。
But yet the Bible doesn't mention he repent, he go back to God.
但是神圣经并没有记录他扫罗王能够悔改。
Further, he himself getting worse and worse, even end up to destroy himself.
他在离神越来越远，最后自取灭亡。
We have to ask ourselves, where is our faith now?
所以我们要也问问自己，我们的信心在哪里
？Is our exciting, our rejoice is come from the Lord of Jesus Christ?Or our satisfaction has come from someone else's.
我们有来自于神的喜乐，还是有来自于其他属肉体的欢乐
？And also, we have to ask ourselves: our faith may be just like the same faith when at the beginning when we come to the Lord, or my faith may be changed to some different way, which is not what God expected.
我们要问问自己的信心和当初的信心是否一样
？During the time of Jesus, you know, Pharisees, Sadducees, their faith is turned to be already.Change the different form of faith.
同样的，当时的耶稣来的时候，当时的法利赛人，他们的信心也已经改变。
That's why the book of Revelation, that we know the one of a church is at Ephesus. One of a church, they lost the genuine love. Remember.
所以我们看到，在同样在启示录当中记载的一个教会。他们也失去了当时的信心。
They have all kinds of action and they have all kinds of things that they've done to God, yet they lost the true love within their life.
虽然他们也为神做了许多，但是他们却失去了最初的信心。
If we lose our true love of Christ within our heart,
如果我们失去了我们当时主耶稣基督放在我们心中的真爱。
As appearance, we looks like a Christian.
虽然表面看我们还像一个基督徒。
But inner eyes ourselves can be different person.
但是我们的内心可能是另外一个。
So we have to always sensitively we can detect our life, our heart, our Christian life.
所以我希望我们每个人都能对自己的信心有非常的敏感。
The born blind beggar.He has a desire. He wants to regain sight.
这个瞎子的乞丐，他心里头有这种渴望。
He wants to go back to his life like normal life before he had.
渴望能够回到他当初能够看见时候的正常
生活。So he heard Jesus is passing by the road.
所以当他看主耶稣从路上走过。
That was the chance he cried out for help.
所以他抓住这个机会向神呼求。
When he cried out first time.Jesus never respond to him.
当他第一次喊的时候，主耶稣并没有。
The people even say, "Be quiet."
不但没有回应，甚至是许多人责怪他。
It is a great discouragement.
这个是非常大的一个打击。
Bible mentioned that not only are two people say be quiet, but many people say be quiet.
不止圣经说不止一个两个人责怪他，许多人都责怪他。
But he never stopped, continued to cry out.
但是他没有停，继续的大声说。
So second time Jesus responded to him.
第二次耶稣就回应了。
Sometimes we have a faith.
有时我们有信心。
Sometimes we know what we lost, what things we lost from our Christian life.
有时候我们了解我们在基督徒的生活中失去的是什么。
Maybe we can pray to God one time.
我们也许会对神祷告。
One time doesn't mean that one time is Saturday we pray once. Some period of time, but it is as considered as once.
我们可能只向神祷告一段时间。
It seems like God doesn't respond to our prayer.My prayer.
也许看到，也许你会感觉不到神在向你回应。
And forget about it, because it's okay. Still this way, I can be a Christian anyway.
我们心里也许就想放弃。我们在想，也许这样没关系。我们还是一个表面的基督徒。
But then, you know, the Christian life become a loser. Then, we become a loser.
如果我们这样，我们就失败了。
Once we have something precious in our life, if we do not have now, but we have to regain, otherwise.We become a loser then.
当我们曾经拥有神的宝贵的东西我们失去了，如果我们不争取回来，我们就是失败。
Maybe we can ask God. I pray already once.
也许我们可以责怪神，我已经向你求过。
But you do not respond to my prayer.
我向你求过，你却不回应。
But God can say, you didn't effort for second prayer.
但是耶稣也许会对你说，你没有再试一次。
What is a true faith means?
什么是真正的信心？
Is it one time we pray to God? It is a faith.
如果你只向神求一次，就是信心吗？
Yes, it is a faith.
求一次也是信心。
But this faith is not enough to reach to God.
但是这样小的信心还不能达到神。
Second time prayer cried out to God, it is important.
如果向神再求一次是很重要的。
We can define that second time is this is a true faith.
我们甚至可以说，再向神求一次就是真正的信心。
Do we remember the story about the tax collector? Who is it? The Zacchaeus.
我们也许可以想到那个税吏撒该。
He already repent.
他悔改。
He already his mind is empty already, but.So he knows what he's seeking for so far in his life. It's vainglory, nothing. He's as a cheap tax collector. He has become a rich himself, but he knows his heart is empty.
他虽然他是税吏，他很有钱，但是他知道在他内心里，他是一无所有。
He has a desire to seeking God.
因此他就想有那样的强烈的信心，就是要追
求神。He wants to go back to God so he can restore his true life with God.
他想。能够和神靠近。
But there is a lot of people, multitude in front of him.
但是在他面前是很多的人。
This is a great challenge.
对他来说是非常大的挑战。
This is an obstacle.
这些人是一个障碍。
And at the same time, he's not that tall.
同时他也不高。
He can show up to Jesus.
他
because he's not that tall.
他不高，所以就不能够让主耶稣看到他。
But he saw that there's a tree, the Zacchaeus tree.
但是他看到有一棵树
I must go up to there to see Jesus.
他就想个办法说我一定要爬上去
We can think about the story that if Zacchaeus didn't climb up to this tree
我们可以想象如果这个撒该没有爬到这个树
I don't think his story can be written in the book of Luke
okay, 甚至可以确定他的故事不会被这个福音书记载
But when he climbed up to the Zacchaeus tree
但是当他爬上这棵树
Entire his life changed.
他的整个生命就改变了
It's not he called Jesus, but Jesus called his name.
并不是由他来叫主耶稣，而是主耶稣叫他
Zacchaeus, I must stay in your house today.
主耶稣对他说，撒该，我要今天我就到你家做客。
I'll be with you.
我要和你同住。
So actually, so far when Jesus is passing through this road under the way to the Jericho.Actually, Jesus has an intention in his plan to stop by the Zacchaeus place.
当这个主耶稣要到耶利哥的时候，他要到这个撒该的家里。
But yet, it requires Zacchaeus' effort. He himself climbed up to the tree.
神早就有这个计划，就是要到撒该家里，但是这个需要撒该要爬上那棵树。
Maybe we have a faith.
也许我们有这个信心。
Maybe once we can cry it out.
也许我们可以大喊。
Maybe heart there is a things a will within ourselves.
也许在我们心里有这样的想法。
But it is not come out as action.
但如果这个想法不能化为行动。
This action is not enough the second time to try it.
如果这个行动不能够一次两次的来实行
，this faith is not enough to be receive the answer from God.
如果这样的行动还不能得到神的回应
，now this is the blind beggar Bartimaeus.
这个把底麦的这个乞丐
，he cried out once.
他大求
，he cried twice.
他喊了一次又一次
，and his cried out stopped.Stop the Jesus, turn around him to ask him for the help.
他的哭求能够使主耶稣站住，来面对他。
Always remember, God always answers to us in our prayer.
我们知道神总是会回应我们的祷告。
But God wants us to the second time of cry to Him.
但是神希望我们能够一次两次的。
If we have missing anything in front of our life, in our life, there's a missing that it's a.Before we enjoyed it spiritually. Now, if we do not have, we come to the Lord, we cried out to God, God will supply us what we need.
如果我们之前拥有的现在失去了，我们向神哭求，神就会回应，然后再把这样的我们失去的再还给我们。
Verse 46 in Mark chapter 10, verse 46. At that time, this name is a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. But after verse 52,He no longer say a blind beggar, but now no longer he blind beggar, but his name still Bartimaeus, but his life is changed.
在马可福音十章四十六节提到这个瞎子的乞丐名字叫拔底麦，然后到五十二节他就不再成为瞎子。
Because he gained the sight, regained the sight.
因为他重新得到光明。
I'm sure because all the brothers and sisters, we have a wish, something God can help us in our Christian life.
我想弟兄姐妹们心里头都有一些愿望，就是求神能够给你们。
And we can, God always answer to our prayer.
在属灵方面有这样的诉求，神总是会答应我们。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 145.
我们来看
Psalm chapter 145. Psalm chapter 145, verse 18 and 19.
诗篇，对不起，诗篇五十四节。
Psalm chapter 145, verse 18 and 19.
诗篇一百五十四节，十四节到十九节。
The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. Verse 19, He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him.He will also hear their cry and will save them. I hope this word can encourage us and help us.
我希望这个诗篇能够鼓励我们。
Bartimaeus cried out from his heart.
巴底买在心里头向神呼求。
Jesus knows his heart.
主耶稣知道他的心。
So wonderful question come out from the Jesus. So what can I do for you? Do for you.
主耶稣就问了这样一个很美好的问题，要我为你做什么
？I want to regain my sight, Rabboni.
瞎子说：“我要拉波尼，我要能看见。
”Go your way.
耶稣就说：“你
去吧。”Your faith made you well.
你的信救了你。
Right away, his eyesight was regained.
马上的他的眼睛就能重新看见。
Because physically, he opened his sight, so he was excited.
这个在肉体上。医好他的眼睛，所以非常让人激动。
But for us, it's a blessing. Everybody we can see.
感谢神，我们现在每一个人都能看见。
But from this story, we can ask ourselves, spiritually, we are open up, our sight is healthy enough.
但是我们心里头，每一个人都要问问自己，我们属灵的眼睛也能看见吗
？God is a wonderful God.
神是一个美好的神。
God always give us the best one.
神总是把最好的给我们。
If we come to God,
如果我们来到神的旁边
，with all our heart，
我们全心全意的来到
神。Before maybe we lost， but now we can gain regain。
之前也许我们失去了。
He never neglect our cry out to him。
神从来不会忽略我们的呼求。
But he expect us cry out to him for second time。
但是神心里头希望我们一次再一次的向他呼求。
He expect us such kind of faith he require from us to so that he can respond to us。
在神希望有我们有这样的信心能够向他呼求。
Sing him 356。
我们来唱诗356首。